Bismillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another session of Muslim Writers Q&A. I am your host, Naima B. Robert, award-winning author, publisher, and editor-in-chief at muslimwriters.com. Yay! Alhamdulillah. Today's question is from Sister Fatima, and she asks, how do you go about writing for very young children? How much is enough content? Her question is, how do you go about writing for very young children? How much is enough content? Well, if you know anything about me, you'll know that I love children's books. I love writing for children. I love reading children's books. I love collecting children's books. I love everything about children's books because I believe they are so important for inspiring and nurturing the next generation. So, to your question, Fatima. Very young children's books will typically start at board book level, okay? And at board book level, we're talking minimal words, okay? If you think of an example of a board book, a baby book, you're talking about maybe one word per page, maybe about 8 pages in the book, okay? So really not very much content at all. A step up from the one word per page is a book like Dear Zoo, for example, which tells the story of a boy who asks the zoo for a pet, I think, and they send him a pet every time. That is actually a novelty book, so there's a lift the flap element, there's sort of opening of flaps and lifting of flaps and that kind of thing. And, you know, I think the whole thing is not more than 100 words or so. So you've got, again, depending on the story, depending on the type of book, minimal content, just enough to get the story across. Once you move up from baby books and board books and sort of the younger novelty books, you're now in picture book territory. But again, even in picture book territory, there can be minimal content there as well. Typically in picture books, the maximum word limit is 1,000 words. Typically, it's not a hard and fast rule, but typically publishers expect to find 1,000 words or less in a manuscript that they're going to publish as a picture book. Obviously, a picture book is a book, a story, a non-fiction, fiction, which relies very heavily on the pictures to tell the story and to supplement the story. So there you have it in terms of content. You stretch from literally a few words to 1,000 words, and it very much depends on the age range that you are aiming for, and the type of book that you are wanting to write, okay? So just as an example, if it's an ABC book, then you know what that looks like. It's one word per page, and you're gonna need however many pages there are in the alphabet, I don't know, 24, 26, I don't know. But the point is, you're going to only need that many words. Really what you want to do when you're writing for very young children, more than focusing on sort of, you know, how much is just enough content, or, you know, is this too little content? Does the amount of content fit with the age group that you are targeting and the type of book that you are looking to create and the story that you are looking to tell? You should know this from when you're writing and you're sharing it with children and beta readers. You know, if you've included too many words and too much content, you will see that you start to lose your audience, because maybe the story you're writing or the book that you're creating is for very young children, but you've used too many words, and so the actual whole process is too long. When you share it with beta readers, you will be able to see that. Similarly, with a picture book story, if you're aiming it at the upper end of picture books, which is sort of 6, 7, 8 years old, even 8 is quite old, you know, 6, 7, the higher range of picture books, then you need to make sure that the story and the vocabulary, etc., is at the level of that higher range for picture books. And if it's for the lower range, then make sure that it's for the lower range. But can I just say, the answer to this question is actually a really easy answer. It's all about reading the types of books that you want to write. So if you want to write for very young children, you must explore books for very young children. Read books that are out there available for very young children. Either buy them from from Amazon, from online, from bookshops, from secondhand bookshops, from charity shops. You can also, if you have a library available, go to the library and spend time in the young children's section, or whichever section it is that you're hoping to write for. Spend time with those books. Notice how long it takes you to read them. Notice the level of vocabulary. Notice the topics. Notice the tone. Notice the typical aspects of that genre. Notice the unspoken rules. And then once you've immersed yourself in that, once you've exposed yourself to those types of books that you're looking to write, you now have some sort of benchmark. You have something to draw on. You have something to compare what you're writing to. And that's really, really important. It's important across the board for all writers, but particularly I always say this about children's books, because there are times when people say to me, I want to write for children, and I say to them, what's your favorite children's book? And they say, I don't have time to read children's books. And I say, girl, please, if you're going to write for kids, you need to read like a kid. That's the bottom line. So if you want to write for young children, read like a young child. If you want to write for older children, read like an older child. And if you want to write anything at all, you need to read the books that are in the area and in the genre that you want to write in. So I hope that's useful to you. If it is, give us a thumbs up, give us a like, a comment, and subscribe to this channel, and look out for more great content every week where we answer your questions. If you do want to write for children, then may I invite you to my free 5-day training, video training sent to you via email, and you can sign up for that in the link below this video. And I hope that you enjoyed that training and that it helps to answer even more of your questions if you dream of one day writing children's books. I would love to help you on your journey, inshallah. But in the meantime, keep writing, keep on trucking, and we'll see you next week, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.